The Coroner by M.R. Hall. Read by Fenella Woolgar. The first dead body Jenny ever saw was her grandfather's. She had watched her grandmother, sobbing into a handkerchief, draw the lids down over his empty eyes, and then, as her mother reached out to comfort her, sharply pushed the proffered hand away. It was accusatory, vicious, and utterly instinctive. And even as an 11-year-old child, she had sensed in this moment a bitter and shameful history that would settle behind the older woman's features until, 7 years later, she too shuddered from her body in the same bed. When, at the graveside, she stood behind her father as the coffin was lowered into the ground, she was aware that the silence of the adults around her contained the poison of something so dreadful, it gripped her throat and stopped up her tears. It would be many years later, when she was well into troubled adulthood, that the sensations of these two scenes crystallized into an understanding. In the presence of death, human beings are at their most vulnerable to truth, and in the presence of truth, they are at their most vulnerable to death. It was this insight, gained the night her ex-husband greeted her with divorce papers, which had stopped her tumbling under an express train. Perhaps, just perhaps, she managed to convince herself, the morbid thoughts that had dogged her were no more than signposts on a dangerous road which she might yet navigate to safety. 6 months on, she was still a long way from her destination. But on this bright June morning, the first of her new career, she appeared to be in the prime of her life. Teen Terror Found Hanged. Danny Wills, aged 14, was found hanging by a bedsheet from the bars of his bedroom window in Portshead Farm Secure Training Centre. The discovery was made by Mr. Jan Smirski, a maintenance worker at the privately run facility, who had come to investigate a blocked toilet. Mixed-race Wills had served only 10 days of a 4-month detention and training order imposed by Severn Vale Youth Court. Police were called to the scene, but D.I. Alan Tate told reporters that he had no grounds to suspect foul play. The son of 29-year-old Simone Wills, Danny was the oldest of 6 siblings, none of whom, according to close neighbours, share a father. His criminal record comprised drugs, public order, and violent offences. His imprisonment followed a conviction for the violent theft of a bottle of vodka from Ali's off-licence on the Broadlands estate, Southmead. During the robbery, Wills threatened the proprietor, Mr. Ali Khan, with a hunting knife, threatening to cut his packy heart out. At the time of the offence, he was in breach of antisocial behaviour and curfew orders imposed only 2 weeks earlier for possession of crack cocaine. Bristol Evening Post. Jenny Cooper, an attractive woman in her early 40s, sat wearing her determined, resistant face opposite Dr. James Allen. The community psychiatrist must have been at least 10 years her junior, Jenny guessed, and was trying hard not to be intimidated by her. How many professional women could he encounter here at the small hospital in Chepstow, a one-horse town by anybody's measure? "You've experienced no panic attacks for the last month." The young doctor turned through the many pages of Jenny's notes. "No." "Have you encountered any situations which have triggered panic symptoms?" She scanned back over the last few months. The tension of the job interviews, the elation of being appointed coroner, the impulsive decision to buy a home in the country, the exhaustion of moving without help, the overwhelming guilt at acting so decisively in her own interests. "I suppose," she hesitated,